This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. My co-host Anthony Brooks is out this week. But before Anthony left, he talked with a gentleman named Bill Kane. Kane is a 1970 graduate of Boston College, and in 1975, he founded the famed Boston Shakespeare Company, where he served as artistic director for seven seasons. He went on to become an award-winning playwright and screenwriter. Kane retains strong ties to Boston. His play, Nine Circles, premiered here last year and won the American Theater Critics Association Award. Now it's back on the stage, this time in Gloucester, with the original Boston cast. Anthony spoke to Bill Kane about the play and about his years in Boston.
Nine Circles is a searing drama about a young American Army veteran on trial for horrific war crimes. It's being performed at Gloucester Stage through this coming Sunday. And Bill Kane, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thank you very much.
And let's talk about Nine Circles. Tell us where the idea for this play came from.
Nine Circles was never a play I intended to write. Nine Circles happened. There were a series of news stories about a young man who had committed, as you say, horrendous crimes in Iraq, and that caught my interest. But what really caught my interest was week by week, as the story unfolded in the papers, it became clear that this is a young man who also tried not to commit those crimes, struggled desperately to control and contain his anger. So a psychiatrist, an army psychiatrist, went in and said, "I'm about to do a terrible and violent thing." And the psychiatrist, we don't know exactly what she said, but said, gave him some medication and sent him back out into the triangle of death. And an unlikely hero emerged for me in the middle of the rush to destroy. One soldier, a most unlikely poor kid from West Texas, tried to stand up against the war.
Well, we have a clip from a scene from Nine Circles that I want to play. This is Jim Stanton as the soldier Daniel Reeves telling Amanda Collins, who plays the Army shrink, that he's worried that he's going to hurt people. Let's listen.
I need to talk. I need to know I can trust who I'm talking to. I tell you I want to kill everybody. You tell me I don't. I think that's messed up.
What do you want me to say?
Maybe you should say what you think.
It doesn't matter what I think.
It matters if you want to hear what I'm thinking.
I think maybe wanting to kill everybody is a deviation from the norm. In Texas. Maybe. But over here, under the circumstances, very unofficially, yeah, that's pretty normal. Is that what you wanted to know? If you're normal?
You telling me wanting to kill everybody is normal. It makes me wonder what kind of home you came from. I think you're a messed up shrink in this messed up war, and I'd like to know what you think of that.
Confidential?
Confidential.
Bill Kane, everything I've read about this play makes me want to see it. Here's a line from a Terry Byrne review from last year's production at Boston's Public Theater. He writes, "At the conclusion of the performance, the audience sat stunned, unable to move after feeling this young soldier's pain and traveling with him on his harrowing journey." Where does the power of this play come from, do you think?
I think it's the setting is Iraq, and the event is Iraq, but in fact the journey is our journey. We start looking at a young man who we feel we cannot sympathize with, and by the end of the play, all we wish is that he be well. And I think the play is kind of an empathy machine, maybe more than most plays.
Bill, it seems like this is so much, I mean, among other things, that it's about the terrible things that war makes people do, but I've read that you say this isn't an anti-war play.
War is the circumstance. I think anti-war plays are violent in themselves. You know, I'm not sure that you can actually write something that's effectively anti-war. I think you have to opt out of the discussion pro-war, anti-war, and instead what it is it's a portrait of a young man caught in war and his victims and him as victim. This is somebody who did the fundamental human task of actually becoming himself under extraordinary circumstances.
You tell the story using the framework of the nine circles of hell from Dante's Inferno. Where did that idea come from, or what's the purpose there of connecting this to Dante's Inferno?
Boy, I wish I understood where the ideas came from. But I happened upon Dante. When I sat down and wrote the first scene of this and sent it off to my agent, I didn't write scene one. I wrote circle one. Huh. And that was whatever, that came from the unconscious. I didn't set out to do that. We're a very Milton-esque society. We oppose good to evil and think of life as a cosmic battle, and that's our politics, and that's kind of how we think. Dante's different. Dante says it's a journey. You journey through hell to purgatory to heaven, And you know people in all of those places. Life isn't a battle. It's a journey. And it struck me that that might be a more helpful framework for telling of this story, or even the story of our lives, than that cosmic battle thing.
Bill, you're a playwright. You've written for TV. You're also a Jesuit priest. And I'm wondering how your religious faith informs your writing in general, and perhaps this play, Nine Circles, in particular.
Jesuits were not founded as an order to be priests in churches, although we do have some parishes. But our mission from our founder was to go out into the world, not stay in the cloister, and searching in the world, be able to identify the presence of God in unlikely places. In some ways, it's the same job as a writer.
Hmm.
You go out, you find what has been lost that is of infinite value, and you hold it up to the light. And whether that's Willie Loman or this particular soldier, that's the job of the writer. It blends beautifully with the religious task of finding the presence of spirit, the presence of the essential presence of the human, which is the presence of God.
That's so nicely expressed. I really appreciate that. Let me ask you about some of your history in Boston. You came here in the late 60s to go to Boston College, and then you formed the Boston Shakespeare Company in 1975. Can you tell me a little bit about how that company came to be?
As I always say, a lot of my heart remains in Boston because the experience of the Boston Shakespeare Company was overwhelming. We were a group of players, a professional group of managers, designers, players who did the works of Shakespeare and rep. But it was an extraordinary experience of community. It was very smart, very good people coming together. We were all young, trying to search for our truth in Shakespeare's truth. We wanted to have an effect on the city, and we were willing to work very hard to gather people in the city.
I'm intrigued with your love of Shakespeare. And I mean, once you get involved in putting Shakespeare on the stage, how do you ever give it up? Because it's so rich and there's so much there.
I love Shakespeare very, very much, but he was a writer writing in the service of a corrupt political regime. So what Shakespeare did was great, but I think that we as artists have a different task now. He writes about the clash of mighty opposites coming together to support a single king. I think we have a different task. Our task is to find a way to be utterly inclusive of all people without winners and losers. And Shakespeare eventually gets to that in the last four plays. We were privileged for 7 years. All of us know the plays by heart. You know, we did an enormous amount of the canon, and it was an enormous privilege to every day come in and live with the text of Shakespeare.
Mm. What's your favorite Shakespeare play?
Well, Tempest certainly is up there, but Lear and Twelfth Night, I think, have the key to the universe.
I can't argue with that. Well, Bill Kane, what a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate
it. And thank you for being interested in Nine Circles. It's very, very close to my heart, so I thank you.
That's Bill Kane. He's the founder of the Boston Shakespeare Company. His play, Nine Circles, is being performed by the Gloucester Stage Company through this coming Sunday. There's a lot more information about all this on our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.